This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so!
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Dynamic Banter. Today we'll be discussing banter back and forth. I do want to tell you a story, Steve.
Okay.
Am I coming? I can't hear myself again, but maybe that's because of different reasons. Who even knows? I want to tell you a story about Zoya came golfing the other day.
Ooh.
It was so much fun.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because she doesn't really give a shit about that or do that.
I didn't change my sweater. Oh, well.
That's okay. Turn around. Like, different guy. So Zoe came golfing, and she was great, and all she did was rip butts in the golf cart the whole time and make fun of people. And it was so much fun. And she hasn't really practiced or anything like that, but she hit two or three absolutely perfect. And it was the greatest thing to see. And I was so happy that she was there all day. Steve needs the mic.
That's really nice, man. And does she like golf? Is she a golf fan?
She doesn't hate it. I think she likes being out there.
Yeah.
And it's more about being out there and enjoying the air and having a good time and doing our best.
I feel like I'm on the phone with you.
But like I'm in your house.
Yeah. Like we're, yeah. Well, I can only, yeah, yeah.
It feels like you're on the phone with me, but I'm right behind you.
Remember when you would do that?
When I would do that?
Like you'd be like on the phone with someone and you, as a bit, you'd be in the same room with them.
Like you're trying to meet up with your friend at the Galleria.
Yeah.
And but, you could see them, but they can't see you.
Yeah. I'm looking at you.
Okay, hold up your hand. Open up your right hand.
Don't do that with that other hand in public.
Put away your left hand.
Okay, I'm putting my hand up. Look around for me. I've got my hand up.
I'm right behind you.
And then you don't have your hand up? Okay, help me, Kevin.
And
please.
They go home with somebody else? Help me. And that was a segment that we were working on.
No!
Where Steve sits the opposite way. And then tries to figure out how to turn back the original way. Join us next week when we figure out if Steve ever turned around. Turn back around. Steve.
I like to turn the... This feels right.
This feels more like what it should be, yeah.
Zoya, does she like golf?
She likes it, yeah.
She likes it.
Mm-hmm.
What's like the part that she likes about it?
Being outside.
Just being outside, okay. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't really care about the game that much, though.
Mm-mm.
I like being outside. I think I feel the same way Zoya does.
It's just peaceful, man. It's nice.
And drive around,
rip butts. Oh, yeah. She was insistent.
She wants to drive. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would insist to drive.
No. Well, it's fun. It's like a car, but small.
It does. It adds a whole other.
You could drive on the grass. That's like a new sensation you don't always get. They you know, the police. Really try to deter you from driving on the grass in a regular society life.
Yeah, they totally do. It's just keeping people safe, it feels like, at that point.
I mean, it's a good, like, rule to follow. If you're gonna keep the general public safe, keep the cars off the grass.
Keep the cars off the goddamn grass.
But then you go into golf and you could do that. All the cars are made to go on the grass. It's like a different world out there.
It is weird, right? It's like, whoa, I can drive on the grass?
Yeah.
Feels different.
Yeah.
Before the show today, Mike and I were talking about what were the healthiest food... Ingredients.
No,
consistency. Quality.
A rank. Hey, ChatGPT.
Yes.
Yeah. Make me a rank of
a ranked
fast
list.
Food chains by quality.
Yes.
Right? Something like that. And okay. We're thinking, I'm thinking Taco Bell is at least like top 50%. And I would say that a place like McDonald's is lower on the list.
Okay, I think. What I have here is a list of 32 places, starting from 32. So the least quality ingredients. Well, actually, it says fast food. This is a ultimate ranking of American fast food restaurants. That's kind of different, huh?
Yeah, that's probably like,
that's just like what's your favorite? What's better? Yeah, all right.
I want ranked list by quality of food.
Oh, here we go. 15 highest quality fast food chains in the U.S. That's probably it.
In order?
It better not be, because I didn't ask for that.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. This one seems... I don't know what this, what's happening.
I think the order's important.
Why don't you tell us?
Three people and an AI system. Is? Number one. What's...
Oh, number one. It's showing me number one, but let's start at the bottom.
Like some kind of like a sweet...
Let's start from the bottom now. We're here.
Yeah.
We don't even want to guess.
Well, who's guessing on the bottom?
Yeah. On the bottom.
What is the least and what is the most? What are your thoughts?
I want to say like...
Hang on, my friend...
does he have something to say?
My friend Nick Caution wants to say.
Is your friend here and has something to say?
Yeah, what if he came out here? He's just...
Dude, that would be so funny.
Dude, come on. Let's just schedule it.
Dude, if it wasn't... Wait until after the holidays.
Yeah. Let's plan that one and then the other one we were talking about. That one.
I want to say like Jack in the Box or Carl's Jr. is at the bottom.
Well, I've seen it, so I can't really guess, but I think that's a pretty good guess. So what did you
know? The top, yeah. I would say like Sweet Greens or something like that.
Okay, yeah. If that's even considered fast food.
Yeah, well, you already saw the list, so I'm guessing I'm wrong.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's number two.
Number 30.
Number 10 is Arby's.
Whoa. You got an Arby's tattoo,
you got a
yeah?
I do.
You got a what?
Wait, really? You're grossed out by Arby's, Zoya? Yeah. It's okay. It's okay.
There was a girl in our friend group we used to call Arby's.
Wait, is it for a reason that...
Yeah. She looked like one of those sandwiches.
Because she smelled like beef and cheddar.
She was the same height as the sandwich, so we called her Arby's. We called her horsey sauce.
Number 9. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen.
Whoa.
Popeye's.
Damn, Popeye's. I've had Popeye's. We've had Popeye's
recently. We have had Popeye's.
We've all had Popeye's together.
Popeye.
Didn't we? On the drive.
YouTube it.
Yeah. We did. And I didn't hate the biscuit, but man, did I hate everything else that was in there.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I'm pretty easy when it comes to tendies.
Yeah, that's true.
I like the tendies.
I had to sing something fast.
Number 8. I don't even know what this is. Bonefish Grill.
I don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound healthy.
Number 7. Texas Roadhouse. Number 6, Longhorn Steakhouse.
Dude, Arby's isn't even as healthy as like Bone Neck Steakhouse or whatever
bone
the fuck that
broth
was.
Broth Steakhouse.
What was the one you said?
Bonefish Grill.
Dude, Arby's is worse than Bonefish Grill.
I mean, that's according to ChatGPT.
That's such a funny statistic.
Number 6, Longhorn Steakhouse. Number 5, Cheesecake Factory.
Oh. Well, they have so much
stuff.
5
isn't bad.
They have so much shit, and half their menu is cheesecake. So it's like, what the fuck? Oh, quality. Like, quality of ingredients?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4, Panera Bread. You got those salads and stuff.
Yeah.
They've got to have fresh ingredients for those salads.
Yeah.
Number 3 is Culver's. Do you know about Culver's? I've never had it. But
it's supposed to be really good. But yeah. It's
the
East Coast thing.
You gotta
have it.
There might be one near me, actually.
Is it Chicken Place?
More like Midwest.
It's Culver's?
Like they have frozen custard. That's what they're
famous. Whoa. Like Rita's?
Yeah.
Do you guys have Rita's?
No.
Dude, it was a good custard place.
There's a Culver's in Long Beach. I gotta try this place.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, you gotta.
Let's go right now.
Make it content. Shoot it with your phone.
Make it count.
Make it count tent. Do you watch that fucking awkward, shy guy who eats stuff? Man, do I have some videos to send you.
I want
His name is like Awkward Shy Guy.
Oh, I love it.
And he has the smallest mouth.
Oh, is he the guy that talks like this? Oh, yeah. That's good. Oh, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has the smallest mouth of anyone I've ever seen, and he does food stuff, which is the funniest thing you could do with a small mouth.
I was talking to someone about it, and they were like, is this a bit? And then I was like, no, it's not a bit.
I really hope it's not.
I don't think it is.
I think that's just like the way, I think he's the most normal guy.
Yeah. Like he stumbled upon this and is like, oh, I'll give it a shot.
Big old sausage. Really good. Take it away. Okay, let me try this. That's pretty good.
He's always smiling too.
Smiling. Always tiniest smile.
Oh, it's pretty good.
The diameter of that smile, dude.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. All right.
And then someone else was listening to him and was like, "What accent is that? Is that an accent? Because it's like his own. It's his own thing."
But it's like I think it's. If I was to guess, I would say like Philadelphia area.
But it's like, so, yeah, maybe, I get maybe.
It's
huh?
kind of like an East Coast.
It is like an East
more
Coast.
Towards the middle of the country thing. It's like I just feel like I grew up with people like that.
I'm going to look for him. Soft-spoken.
Awkward guy.
It's awkward, like, awkward.
It's something specific like that. It's like his shit is like awkward, shy guy or something like that. Like
food.
His net handle.
Food review.
You need some pickled sausage?
Well, I've actually never tried this place before, but I'm actually going to give it a shot. Oh, shy and awkward.
Shy and awkward. Dude, classic dyslexia.
Okay, so we're going to... Well, I'll pull it up in a second.
Well, it's actually pretty good.
Lincoln David.
We got to stay on track with this list.
I fucking love this guy.
I'm totally into colors. And by the way, this guy...
Michigan.
This guy... Oh, he's from Michigan. Yeah. So this guy is in the same category as like the... What the fuck? I'm gonna eat that shit.
Yes, they would be friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is that? That's a four.
Fucking M&M's in fucking cereal? Ew.
What the hell?
Fucking beans?
I'm a fucking bee.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking eat that shit.
Fucking egg. Dude, he would not be as funny if his voice wasn't the octave. His voice is like perfect tonality for that job.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Ass a four. And then he always rates it no matter what. Like he sees the most disgusting shit and he's like, you're disgusted that anyone would even put those things together. Right. Ass a six.
Ew, what the fuck? A fucking spinach and caramel.
That's a four.
That's a fucking four.
That's a four.
Ew, jelly beans and sour cream? What the fuck?
Dog puke and Starburst? That's a six.
What the fuck is that shit? Okay, number two, In-N-Out hamburgers.
Yeah.
Good.
Number
great.
Two.
Yeah.
They got fresh boys over there. Fresh patty.
Holy shit. I'm still thinking about that.
I love that guy. We'll pull him up next. Yeah. Ew, what the fuck?
What the
ew.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that? Yeah. He's like very... What even is that? That's number seven.
Gasoline and fish? What the fuck? Ass of four.
Fuck that. That's eight.
That's exactly his shit, dude.
And number one. The number one, according to ChatGPT, best quality fast food restaurant. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Oh, that's great. Maybe that's why everybody's so H about it.
Maybe.
And the other ones like Burger King, they're not even like on the list.
Burger King's not even in there.
What?
McDonald's is number 30.
30?
Taco Bell is number 21.
I thought Taco Bell would be higher than that. I guess not. I thought I heard somewhere that their shit was like fresh. Where's Wendy's?
Wendy's 20.
20. That's too bad. So fish, Chick-fil-A, taking Sundays off. And, oh, they're not liking, not letting gay people eat chicken or something like that?
Gross ass.
That's crazy to see.
I don't know if I can get through this. When I'm done trying.
Hey, Steve, a cabin.
Oh, shit. Oh, hang on. I wasn't ready for your appearance.
Okay, I go back down.
Yeah, go back down really quick.
I go back down.
Yeah, go back down really quick.
I think he heard the word ingredients.
Oh, shit. That's how we can summon him, I guess, huh?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, this is Chef Giuseppe.
And the cabin.
Hi, Giuseppe.
I came because I heard your list of ingredients of all the fast food. Cabin. It is not always so important for the food to be fast. It's important for the food to be love.
Okay, so you're not a big fan of fast food.
I know I like a fast food, but sometimes I want a food with love quick.
But what if you, so you're not, you will never want food fast.
Well, sometime, if I forget to eat, I get very hungry and my tummy
grumbles. So, yeah, what do? You have snacks?
I try to make a food with a love fast.
So what's the fastest, like, you can make, like, a spaghetti?
You think? Okay, you get a spaghetti. You go to the store. You fill the thing with the water. You make the water hot.
Wait, you have to go to the store every time you want spaghetti?
You have to go. Unless you make it for yourself, it takes a long time. So you go to the store. You buy the biscuits. You make the water hot. You drop the biscuits in. You drain. And then you have a food with love.
How long?
Fast.
What about what about the gravy?
Well, that's it. If you have an extra time, you can go to the gravy aisle, and then you twist off at the top. Summertime, it take all day.
So you can taste it.
And then you twist off the top into the store to taste, Steve. And then you dip a whole hand into the elbow.
Oh, my God.
And then you take it out.
That's kind of deep, brother.
And then if you don't like, you take it, the lid, you put it back on. That's just someone else's problem. Taste the sausage in the store. Taste the sausage in the store. It doesn't matter anyway. They will kick you out of when you taste the sauce in store. That was nice.
All right. And you're starving while you're doing this.
I'm starved. So I take a little bit from every jar. Then I go to Nutella aisle, Steve. And I do the same and get it the peanut butter. And I have allergies. Whoa, mama me.
All right. Well, listen. Sometimes I like a little fast food because, you know, I don't want to make dinner. I'm tired, you know, or you know, the old ball and chain wants something from Chick-fil-A or something. Yeah. What am I supposed to do, you know?
You're supposed to happy wife, a happy life.
That's right, Giuseppe. That's right. Speaking of that, how's your relationships going? You seeing anybody right now?
I'm just seeing a lot of people. I'm on the apps.
Oh, you're on the apps. What are you on?
I'm on this Italian dating app called the Deli Meat. M-E-E-T. It's not a workout.
Bye, Giuseppe.
Thank you for coming by, Giuseppe. He's such a good guy. He just wants to get out there. He wants to make food and he wants to make friends.
All right, let's listen to the shy and awkward guy now really quick. Good old Giuseppe. He's having a hash brown. Well, go try this hash brown.
Mm-hmm. Hash browns from McDonald's. Chicken casserole from Taco Bell.
Chicken casserole from Taco Bell.
Dude, he makes minimal effort to open the mouth.
What is his chicken casserole?
Chicken casserole. What's up?
That's it. He just does this.
He doesn't say much. He doesn't have much to say. He just tells you what's up. And he tells you, he gives you some kind of sign that he likes
that
it
he likes
or he doesn't.
It, yeah.
I'm going to eat this chicken casserole.
He's trying a pizza right now.
Trying a pizza? Frozen.
Your boy Jesus.
He's got a picture of Jesus. He goes, your boy
barbecue
Jesus.
Barbecue chicken pizza.
Pizza. Your boy Jesus.
He also, this inhale that he does after he talks, or the exhale. It's like he takes in a bunch of air and then... He takes in a bunch of air to his lungs, and then his mouth isn't big enough to get rid of all the air.
Right, exactly.
So he needs to get rid of the excess air after because the mouth is so small.
Let's hear this one.
Yeah, Here we got those hand harvested olives from Greece.
I had a few dimes.
Who's that guy?
That's some kind of mystery goulash.
Oh, that's our
I don't seem that bad though.
What's this dude's name?
That's a two.
Dalton Trey.
Dude, the best.
Is that one of them? That's one of them eggs people ate.
That's one of them fucking eggs.
Yeah, we got gags in this one. Trigger warning. What the fuck?
Let's rank some more randomized flavors. This has become my fucking favorite. What the fuck? Nobody wants no corn on the Cobb gummies. It burns. It tastes like fucking corn.
Dude, he's a man of the people. He speaks for all of us.
That's night.
I guess I ain't never brushing my fucking teeth again. What the fuck? You can't just flavor everything with fucking corn.
It's corn toothpaste. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Welcome to the ad section. I want and thanks to everybody we usually thank in this part. Right?
Harry's.
It's all about Harry's right now because Harry's is a wonderful product company. And I was using Harry's this morning, actually.
You cleaned up. You look good.
Cleaning up the cheeks, you know? Sometimes you get to clean up the cheeks. I had my doom beard going because of unspecified political changes in the world. But Harry's razors was all over my face, covering my face.
Shaving your face.
I was shaving my face. And I don't need big bucks to make Harry's a part of my life. Because right now, and it's the holidays, as you know, Merry Christmas. Right now, you can get Harry's Holiday Craft Set for just $25.
Whoa, that seems like a deal.
Mm-hmm. It comes with a custom green gift box and a free handle engraving. Yeah, that's nice. So cool.
Did you get somebody an engraved thing for Christmas? They're like, man, you really thought about being nice.
It's like going above and beyond. Oh. And I love that movie. And I'll tell you, that weighted handle feels real nice on those blades. And those blades have never cut me up, ever.
Mm-mm, they wouldn't do that to you. They understand you.
I don't know what it is. Like, usually I'll get a little nick here, and it's like, hey, no problem. You know? It ain't an emergency. But Harry's has never nicked me, unlike that damn cat I live with. That demon spawn. And Harry's has never cut me up, and I love it. And it's such a nice, smooth, and it feels so nice and weighted, and it's just so. And you
just
know what
a
it is?
Thing.
You know what it is?
What?
It's those German engineered blades that are made in Harry's own factory, and they stay sharp for longer for a smooth shave every time. And let's not even talk about the shaving stuff they got. They also have this wonderful, rich, lathering, skin softening body wash in scents like Redwood, Wildlands, and Stone. Ooh, I can smell it right now, and I smell like a big, strong man. And there's other things like hair and grooming, other grooming products that will fit all the unique looks and needs of our listeners. And speaking of, if you get that holiday craft set, includes one craft handle, your choice of foaming shave gel or shave cream, two extra blades, which trust me, it's going to be a while before you use those. And a travel blade cover for when you're traveling around. And there's no gift wrapping required because the set comes in a rich, sleek green gift box that'll stand out because you can personalize it with available engraving options. And if you order by December 12th, you're going to receive that holiday craft set by Christmas. So you better put them orders in soon, kids. So go to harrys.com/banter to get that Harry's holiday craft set, the custom green gift box, and a free handle engraving at harrys.com/banter. That's harrys.com/banter. Yeah.
Hungry.
Oh, shit. Kevin's hungry. You know what that means? I'll tell you, it's time for us to make something to eat, but I ain't got no time.
What do you do in that case scenario?
I'm busy, man. I gotta unbox my old apartment and move into a new place.
What would help you be able to fix some food for yourself? Because you gotta eat.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm asking for a lot here, but maybe a meal that's ready to eat.
Mm.
Is no prep, no mess.
Mm.
Nutritious.
Mm.
Maybe breakfast to dinner.
Whoa, you can get all these meals? Like pre-packaged meals?
Yeah, I'm just asking for pre-packaged meals. Maybe 6 menu preferences that help me manage my calories and maximize my protein intake. Avoid meat, maybe, or just eat well-balanced.
Dude, listen, there's so many young adults on the go listening to this show. I know you come home from work, and I know you're all tired out. Sometimes you don't have the energy to cook for yourself. Sometimes you just want something you can pop in the microwave. It's going to taste like you're at a restaurant.
That's right. And we're talking about stuff that's cheaper than takeout and cheaper than dining out. And you can put that money you save towards holiday shopping or right. reaching your financial goals.
Yeah.
I have it in my fridge right now.
Whoa, Kevin has it. Do you have a favorite meal?
Ellie loves the fettuccine.
Ooh, and she would.
Shout out.
Shout out to Ellie and her fettuccine.
Fettuccine, huh?
But I'll tell you, and how about this? You feeling kind of hungry yet? Because we also got because Factor's got guilt-free comfort foods like homestyle chicken and gravy.
Whoa.
And loaded mashed potato pork chops.
Yes. Put it inside.
Ooh, and if that sounds like a little too much for you, get them feel-good vegan options like sweet potato and chickpea curry. And globally inspired flavors like Peruvian shrimp and red pepper collie grits.
Those yum, all sound so good, Steve. How do I get something like this?
I'm talking yum-yums, dude. We're talking yum-yums, Mike.
Well, you got yum-yums, too?
We're talking yum-yums. And I'll tell you what you got to do if you want to get this stuff. You go to factormeals.com/... 50 banter.
Oh, is that it?
That's a new one, isn't it?
What a
factor. Factormeals.com/50banter.
Yes. The number 50?
Right now, if you want Factor Meals, it's factormeals.com/50banter. And if you use that code 50Banter at factormeals.com/50Banter. You'll get 50% off your first box plus free shipping while your subscription is active.
That sounds easy.
Get this tasty stuff. You're going to love it. It's easy. It costs less than all this other stuff. Forget about it. Go to factormeals.com/50Banter. Use that code 50Banter and you'll get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. Thank you so much, Factor. I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. They did it again.
They don't listen.
They did it again.
At least we know we won't get a make good from a company that does not listen.
God, I really hope someone didn't fuck up and like someone didn't fuck. I really
that's
hope bad. Someone didn't
that's
fuck
not
up.
On us.
Take
dude.
A screenshot of the copy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
they're
very
gonna
smart.
Change it on us. Guys, MeUndies, yay! We're talking about things I trust close to my body, and I'll tell ya. MeUndies is one of them, and the holiday season is officially upon us.
Can I tell you something about MeUndies?
Yeah.
Any other underwear brands don't even make sense. It's like, why would you even exist?
I know. This should be the only underwear company that exists.
They're the only underwear company that exists in my mind,
yeah,
my heart, seriously. And on my body for the past 10 years.
Yes. And because it's just, you know, these they last forever through thousands of washes.
Mm-hmm.
They still keep their elasticity and nice colorful patterns.
So comfy.
So comfy. I rarely have to get rid of them because, you know, either I've messed them up real bad with poop or pee.
Or pee, yeah.
And I've messed up my underwear real bad with pee. It's like beyond fixing.
I don't even change mine. Every time I get a new one in the mail, I just put it on over the other one.
Yes. You don't have to. You don't have to. Guys, and we'll tell you, MeUndies is our go-to brand. And it's for unbelievable comfort. And MeUndies has you covered for everything you need to be your coziest self. And we love a cozer. A late night cozer with your loved ones. Ain't no better way to do it than with MeUndies on your body.
What was that old Kenny Rogers song? Ain't no better loving like a cozer with your friends.
Ain't no comfy like a cozer with your friend. And I'm telling you, they got lounge pants to hoodies, sweats, and onesies. MeUndies is so much more than just an underwear brand. And since the holidays are here, what could be a better gift for everyone on your list than the gift of comfort from MeUndies? And I'm talking about fun colors and shapes and designs. And I'm telling you, dude, those onesies are out of this world comfortable.
Perfect to wear being cozy at Christmas.
God, you want to be warm and the most comfortable you've ever been in your life? Trust me on this. Give it a shot. And there's a cut for everyone with over 20 different styles and hundreds of different colors and prints, including a new holiday collection. How about that? And like we said, it's not just underwear here. We're talking about loungewear, joggers, hoodies, onesies. And it's that super soft micromodal fabric that's breathable, stretchy, and so comfy. I've never had a problem with it.
I wish I could eat it.
I want to eat it. I wish I was made out of it.
I wish instead of skin, I had micromodal fabric.
Could you imagine how comfortable? I've never been comfortable in my own skin. But you can make my skin micromodal, and suddenly I'm comfortable in my own skin.
They have better patterns than your own skin.
And guys, if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, guess what? It's on MeUndies. That's a good guarantee.
It's on YouUndies?
That's right. So knock out all your holiday gifting needs today with MeUndies. And to get the exclusive holiday deals and savings all month long, go to MeUndies.com/banter. Enter that promo code BANTER. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Code BANTER. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in.
Craig.
Okay, so.
Dude, that's great.
It's been a minute since we've dived into the history roads. Uh-huh. And I really want to dig around in there because there was some stuff from Spokane, people who were at Spokane. Uh oh. Mike's hands tractor beaming.
It's a very nice machine.
It's so fun. I love the analog sound stuff too. Thank you to
those
Chalky.
Sleep deprivation tanks. Mm-hmm. Sensory.
But someone, we've got some new History Road theme songs too.
Tight.
So I want to see if we can get, let's just open one of them and then we'll make that the start of these History Roads. So this is from Ali Dore.
Ali Dore.
Says, hi boys, new History Road theme. I thought I'd honor your recent request for new History Road themes with something that was inspired by the soundscapes you guys create with your noise gadgetry.
Which ones is she talking about?
That's a good question.
And stepping on a robot cat's tail.
I made a clips and an emails theme for the first time show back in the day. Whoa! Nice.
I don't
Third
a
time,
fuck
long time.
Jackpot.
And your feedback was so lovely, I thought it was about time I took the opportunity to make a HR theme, a History Road. Fans since SourceFed, what's that? And day one patron, Humble Bird.
Oh. Wow.
Lots of love, Allie, aka Nice Firm Handshake.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Allie.
P.S. Shout out to Derek.
I wonder how Derek's doing.
Derek died.
Damn, dude.
History. With Mike, and Steve. With Mike, and Steve.
Come back when you have more time. Come back when you have more time.
Fan mail.
Back to the club.
Back to the
fan mail.
Back to the club.
Yes.
Back to the club.
Back to the
history.
Back to the front.
It's really good.
Back to the road.
It's really good.
Amazing work.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay, so that took us officially into the history roads for this.
Yes, let's go. Ring, dim, 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 dim.
Well, we got a Spokane one.
Where is it?
It's the no strokes or something like that. It's
no names, different strokes. Yeah.
Back to the club, back to the horn, back to the club, back to the horn.
Did you read it, Steve?
No.
Okay.
Back to the club, back to the horn. Have we read that list, that quality list on the show before?
No, I was thinking too. I feel like we did. It was like the best chicken nugget I think we did.
Oh, it was specific.
We've done this show for so long, I'm going to say.
Yes.
But
how many times have we done this show? Like today's
show? Whoa, at least twice.
Dude, that'd be so funny if this was like Kevin's podcast and you're just like puppeteer in the background. And you're like, I wonder if I give this to them. Will they just do the whole show? Will they do episode 52 again?
You could totally get away with that. It's like the Anchorman teleprompter thing.
Yeah. Like, why do we have 300,000 impressions all of a sudden? People figured out what we were doing.
The Tom. Says, no names, different strokes. Hey, Steve, different strokes guy here from the Spokane show. Different strokes.
Hey, Steve, different strokes guy here from the Spokane show.
What is the different strokes reference? No idea? Okay.
But there is another reference you'll understand.
Okay.
Hey Steve, this is different strokes from the Spokane show. It's all again. Hey Steve, this is Spokane show. This is different strokes from the Spokane show.
So go back to the club. So go back to the club. So go back to the club.
You two funny boys made my night when you repeated my different strokes line about Red Dead.
So it's in that video somewhere.
So go back to the club.
That night was a fever dream.
It was a fever dream.
Then you proceeded to send me into a disassociating spiral by joking about death and hospitals.
I kind of remember that.
Do you remember that? Let's just say maybe the worst night of my life turned into fanboy validation 9000.
Okay, nice.
Then promptly pushed me out the door to go say goodbye to my father. Oh, this is the guy whose dad was dying or something.
Well,
but just wait.
Hey, Steve.
Please don't take this badly. Keep honking your horns and ringing your cums until we're all old and gray and on life support. Side note, I think I was the only person there more stoned than Mike. Ha.
I was.
Yes.
I was in outer space. I took outer space sauce.
Yes.
He says, okay, new email. Just listen to the episode where you talked about the Spokane show. Uh-oh. I'm the Deadpool shirt guy? No way!
Hey, Steve, this is Deadpool shirt. And then a different jokes at the Spokane show.
Now I remember!
Tell me what you remember.
He says
what I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, he says, I'm the Deadpool shirt guy. I liked the Avengers joke. See? So they liked our jokes, Mike.
That's
what
happens.
They just weren't super reacting to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, whose theory was it?
I don't remember. I was not really there.
Someone's theory was that it was like they were listening to the show in their car.
By themselves.
Yeah.
But instead of in the comfort of your car, you're in a room with a bunch of people. But not most of the people it would take to fit the room.
Maybe just not everybody laughs out loud when there's a funny joke. Like, I don't laugh out loud every episode I watch of Seinfeld.
It was like being in like a case study of the show.
It was.
It was like the show was being studied in like a laboratory.
Yeah. It felt like we potentially could have been in a simulation.
is the different shirt. Different strokes at the Spokane show. This is different strokes at the Spokane show. In the different show.
It was mid-drink when you said it, so I just gave a thumbs up. It was the death jokes that just hit a little too close to home for me. Again, that's all on me. Holy shit! What are you supposed to do? If you're a funny, if your job is to be funny,
yeah, uh-huh.
And you're in a place where you're like, death is funny because it's terrifying, and we laugh at things that are terrifying and crazy and scary. And what do you do if you don't know that someone is going through some shit in the audience and you just don't know?
What do you do if you don't know?
What are you supposed to do? Like, you can't just hold, you can't not joke about certain things just because there's a chance someone could be dealing with
that's
something
correct.
In the audience.
That's correct. It's, and I think that this person knows this.
Totally.
But they went to a comedy club,
right,
to hear a clown try to build and break tension to make people laugh
and get them out of that kind of sad.
And what
zone.
We did was jam them back into it as hard as we possibly could at the Spokane show in the Deadpool show.
David.
Technically, there was a reprise.
Okay. There's another History Road. There's another History Road song. We're getting them, brother. People are sending us History Road themes. We asked for them, and we're getting them, and that's really cool. Please send more.
Please.
You know, we're having fun here.
Send these ones again.
Send ones that someone else did, and we'll not remember who did them. Anyway, so...
These are the same two songs since 2012.
But Gavin Kearns says it got the History Road theme song.
Kearns Toothpaste? What the fuck is
what
that?
The fuck? Tight pipes with peanut butter. What the fuck? That's a Sam.
That's a hate.
Hi, Mike and Steve. Happy holidays. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Did you say Jerry?
Oh man. Yeah.
Imagine the person is like, yeah.
Did you hear that? Yeah. Give her one of these.
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
Have you seen the TikToks where the guy has a picture of something that's ridiculous and they're just pointing at it and asking me, like, they're not even asking people things. They just go. People are just. And the picture is crazy. It'll be like huge, long nipples on an ape or something. And it'll be like, and the people are usually like,
they don't know what to do. Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I love it.
Hi, Mike and Steve. Happy holidays. You asked for new History Road theme. So here.
You just now asked.
I did, and now here it is. Now that's what I call fast food. Uh-oh. He's naked.
That's a nine. That's fucking crazy.
Put it in, dude.
Yeah, it does need to be in there.
That's a nine.
What the fuck?
That's fucking crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
I love it, dude.
Okay, here it is. Here's my submission. Produced by maybe your only fan in Maine.
Maybe. Let's go to Maine.
I'm in. Shout out to the 207.
If we come to Boston, will you meet us in Maine?
Yeah. All right, this is it.
History Road.
Yeah.
History Road. History Road.
I'm full on just waiting for somebody to be like, fuck you, bitch! Fuck you, motherfucking bitch!
History Road.
Dude, play it again.
Premium tuna juice? How the fuck is tuna juice premium?
I love how normal he is. He's just thinking the way we're all thinking.
That's what I'm saying. Like, him and that other dude would fucking be tight.
History Road, I'll fuck you in the face, History Road. We read all these fucking emails, and that's how they go. In the motherfucking History Road. If you're not here for history, suck my dick. If you are here for history, get on the road. This is History Road, and this is about to explode. And it's History Road, fuck you and the fucking family.
Yeah, that's it.
That's disgusting. I bet that shit stinks. That's a 10. What the fuck?
Whoa, that's a 10.
Yeah.
He gave you a 10.
That's
on
the
that
official
one.
Rating, dude.
All right.
That's a 10.
Let's do one more, and then it's Christmas. We got to get out of here. This is a holiday episode. You're lucky even getting it.
I'm sorry.
Dude, Merry Christmas.
Can you just do this one? Because I really want to know what it said, and I haven't listened to it. Go down.
I know that mostly we do this around New Year's time, but thank you all for listening all year. I know that Christmas is one of the times we are thankful for things. We're sitting around with our family. We're always thankful for you. Thankful for Leah, Josh, Corey, Kevin, Giuseppe, Steve, Haley, Zoya. Thank you to all the Patreon people who keep the show. Keep food on Kevin's face.
I love it.
Kevin loves when food's in his face. Okay, not sure. That was beautiful, Mike, by the way.
Hey.
Merry Christmas, dude.
We'll have other opportunities to thank everyone at the end of the year feature.
I'm sure of it. This person says, my stats professor must be a fan of the boys. And says, not sure if my professor is a DB fan or just fat fingered.
Well, got him. First of all, got him.
Let's see what this is all about. They're having me download a file.
This is History Road. This is History Road.
I'm going to download this fucking thing. Downloading a virus onto my computer.
There was a woman who came outside today and thanked me and Steve for keeping the neighborhood safe.
Yeah. But we didn't do shit.
I know. I'm going to be thinking about that for a minute.
What is the probability Brian wins something? Let me mute myself and ask my phone. What is 1 minus 0.98 to the 20th power?
That would be approximately 0.23.
What, just because of the echo?
Brian wins something. Let me mute myself and ask my phone. What is 1 minus 0.98 to the 20th power?
It's the soundboard? Or it's the echo?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. Did we tee this up?
Yeah. They said their stats professor must be a fan of the show. Not sure if my professor is a DB fan or just fat fingered, and then sent that video.
It's probably because he thought he was gonna mute his mic, and didn't mute his mic. Like what happened with Jesse?
Oh, the I love you. Okay, I'll accept it. Okay. All right, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. No, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. Mike said happy Christmas.
God. That's because it's a Christmas episode, you said.
Merry Christmas to all you fucks. I gotta get on the goddamn road. I gotta get out of here. I fucking live far away now. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Thank you for sending in this new History Road themes. Please keep sending them in. Check out our merch. We got merch coming for the holidays. Check out MikeFalzone.com for all Mike's shows. I'm sure there's a human romance going on soon.
There's a cool flannel shirt in the store.
Cool flannel shirt in the store.
Never sold a flannel before.
Everybody, please enjoy your holiday and be safe, and we love you. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.